Good evening, Professor Crofter. Good evening, Dr. Yalom, and my fellow doctors, faculties, students. Thank you so much. I'm so touched and moved by sitting there watching the whole ceremony. It reminds me of my weddings. It's so good. And it's such an honorable day, and it's a great day for me, and I think for a great day for all the entrepreneurs, and a great day for Alibaba. According to the traditional education system, I was not considered to be a good student. I tried 3 times for university and failed. And I never thought I could be a doctor, even in my dream. Thank you, Tel Aviv, for recognizing me. But one thing I want to share everybody here, that never give up. Don't be disappointed about yourself. If you fail in the university, don't worry. Wait for 20 years. You might be joining a better university like Tel Aviv. And if you fail to apply for jobs again, don't be disappointed. You should probably think about start up a company, and that company one day may become an Alibaba. When we arrived in Israel, my friend said, 120 years ago, here is only sand and tree. When I stand here at this great land, with your vision, your creativity, and your wisdom, I feel so honored to get this honor. And I think I also have the honor to amount with my fellow doctors. We have scientists, governors, president, journalists, artists. I'm extremely honored to be among with you, and I'm very humble to do that. And I will take this opportunity to say this honor does not only belong to me. This honor is a recognition to all the great entrepreneurs that are fighting for their lives, fighting for the future on the way. Coming to Israel is a dream that I had for many years. The day when I arrived a few days ago, it was so different from what I heard. Talking about, people say it's not safe. It's a place with bombs and machine guns. But I arrived, I saw this is so peaceful and prosperous economy and innovation on the technology. And I think it's too late. I should be here earlier, and I think because of this great university, I should come here more and more. And one thing we learned, you should not read about Israel. You should come here, feel it, and touch it. And this time, I bring 40 senior management of Alibaba Group. The purpose of coming here is to learn, to feel, and to touch. Many, many years ago, when I studied Alibaba, during my toughest days, a friend of mine said to me, if you want to be stronger, please go to Israel. And in my mind, Israel represents wisdom, innovation, and persistence. Alibaba's mission is to help small business. We believe small is beautiful and small is powerful. And Israel proved small is powerful and it is on the way to small is beautiful. And we think beautiful means peace, beautiful means green, and beautiful means inclusiveness. And in the past 19 years, I had so many troubles. Alibaba suffered a lot. We failed. We had a lot of setbacks. We had a lot of mistakes. For more than thousands of times, I said to myself and to colleagues, never give up. Today we come here, we find people here are born to believe, never give up. And it is this spirit that made Israel the miracle in only 70 years. And here, There's no even one diamond, but you have the biggest diamond exchange in this world. You don't have any car, you don't manufacture cars, but you have the best technology on car manufacturing. You don't have oil, don't have water, don't have any resources, but you make yourself so strong. When Alibaba was founded, we don't have money, we don't have technology, we don't have resources, we don't have relationships called guanxi. And nobody believed we could be successful. And 19 years passed. We made a lot of mistakes, had a lot of failures, setbacks, but the only thing we made it right is don't give up. So we both have nothing when we started, but there's one thing we all have, the most precious things in this world, that's the human brains. And the most valuable assets we have is that we all gone through tough days, tough experience, and a lot of failures and mistakes. So it is because of the tough lives that make us different. And today, Jewish people got 22% of the Nobel Prizes, and you only have 0.3% of the population of the world. These days, I saw so many, I met so many great scientists, philosophers, entrepreneurs, and I asked them why Israel people are so smart. They told me because they've been homeless. And the only thing they cannot bring with, nobody can take away from them, that is the brain. The Jewish people pay attention to the education, pay attention to the brains, not assets, not the money. And here I strongly feel that life could be very tough, but our wisdom, our courage, and our love are all come from the tough lives. And in Israel, I learned one word, chutzpah. The courage to challenge the convention. And I believe this is the spirit that belongs to the 21st century. And this is the spirit belongs to the tech revolution and belongs to the future. The world is entering the third technology revolution. The world is going to have a big change. We are going, entering into a new, completely different world. We are moving from IT to DT. It's not about technology, it's about a mindset. It's not the difference of the technology, it's the mindset, it's the thinking difference. IT is looking for standardization, skill, and DT is looking for individualism, and personalized, and customized. We believe everybody is born, is made unique and different. Every race, every people, every nation in this world are unique. In the past, we make people like a machine. In the future, we may make machine like a people. In the future, we were making sure people live better, machine should do the jobs machine can do. Don't worry about a machine will win the human beings. Human beings, we have the heart. Machine only have the chips. So don't worry about it. Machine could be smart. Machine could be faster. Machine could be stronger. But machine will never have the love. And I think if you want to be successful, we should have the IQ. If you want to be successful, we should have the EQ. But if you want to be respected, you should have the LQ, the Q of love. Human beings have much more things that machine cannot do. In the IT time, IT is to control mind. In the DT time, DT is to create mind. IT make yourself stronger, DT make other people stronger. We know if the only the other people good, we can be good. If the neighbor's good, we can be good. So the future economy is about sharing. The future economy is about transparent. The future economy is about responsibility. By standing on this land, I understand and appreciate how important peace is. The first technology revolution, directly or indirectly, caused World War I. The second technology revolution caused Second World War. Now we are entering the third technology revolution. Human beings should not have no wars, but if there's a war, the war should be against poverty, disease, and environment. This is the same problem And this is the disaster we face, and this is the third technology revolution should do, and the human being should be united. Every year people die, the number of people die of cancer is almost at the same number that the First World War. Every year people die of poverty, disease, and pollution. The number is bigger than the Second World War people died. So we think we should work together to solve the problem for the future, for the young people, for next generation. Makes the world much more peaceful, green, and sustainable. And I would like to say thank you so much again for this splendid, unforgettable event. And I think this honor and ceremony is a call for us to do more, sacrifice more, and take more responsibility. Yalla, let's go together. Thank you.